Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Happy Saturday. Today is December 23rd, and we are slowly approaching Christmas Day. So today I had a really, really hot topic that I wanted to discuss that relates to women all over the world. Women all over the world are dealing with their body issues, weight issues have become a huge problem all over the world. And so therefore, you look on TV, you see so many women who have had all types of surgeries and so forth like that to change up their bodies to please themselves, to satisfy themselves, to make themselves feel like, hey, I look beautiful now because I've had some adjustments made to my body. So weight has been weight issues and body issues has been an ongoing thing for women all across the world. So the topic today I'm discussing is size mattered to me. And so what I want to do is share some of my personal life so that you can kind of look at size issues and weight issues from another perspective. Let's talk about, okay, when it comes down to weight, people with women dealing with weight issues, we're always thinking immediately that it's a woman of a larger size, or you all, you know, call BBW and so forth like that. We're always thinking of it's women of a larger size who are dealing with their weight. But I want to share my personal story that it's not just women who are on the heavy side or healthier side, however you would like to use the term, that have issues with their weight. Women just like me who are skinny, small, have issues with their weight. When I was young, more like in my teen years, coming up in school, I was teased a lot about my weight. I was made fun of. I was teased, and the guys would make jokes and say I was really skinny, and I had people in my school that would ask me questions like, do you eat? You need to eat more. You know, so my size was an issue for me. At that time, I was going through a lot in my life. I was dealing with a lot of emotional issues at home. So to come to school and to be teased constantly about being too skinny, and to have guys make jokes like, you know, guys would be in the hallways, and if I passed by, they'd be like, yo, that's your girlfriend. And the guy would be like, no, that ain't my girlfriend. And they would laugh, and they'd be like, she's so skinny and, you know, bony. And I remember all of this stuff vividly. They had, like, a little song, there was a harmony. They would see me walk by and be like, bone, 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 bones, and all that stuff like that. Those things, although very funny to them at the time, was very hurtful for me, you know, because I was so ashamed of my size. And it didn't even stop with the students, because during PE, we would have, like, certain times out of the year where your PE coaches would weigh you. They would check your weight and so forth like that, and check your height and, you know, and so forth like that. And so I remember one of the PE coaches, like, I used to dread it. I hated when it was time for them to do my weight because they always had something to say. And I remember one of the coaches, she asked me to step on the scale. And when she saw my weight, she was like, OMG. She was like, you know, she was like, you're so little. You need to eat, baby. You need to eat some more food. She was like, you are just too small for your age, you know. And I felt so bad. And of course, she said that, and the kids behind me started laughing. And it just made me feel even worse. And I remember one day going home to my step grandmother at the time. And I just remember running up. She was sitting on the porch. And I ran up into the living room and I was crying. Tears were just streaming down my face. And I held my arms out. And I was like, look at me. Why am I so skinny? Why do I have to be so skinny? Look at my arms. And she was like, there's nothing wrong with how God made you. And I was like, yes, it is. And I cried. I was like, why did God have to make me so skinny? Nobody else is this skinny. And I just cried and cried. And it was at the time, like, she held me. And she was like, baby, God didn't make everybody the same. Everybody doesn't have to look the same. But for a young 13-year-old child, that was an issue for me. I felt like God didn't love me because he made me too skinny, you know. And in the South, of course, growing up, a lot of the guys wanted girls who had a little what we would call thick now. They wanted you to be thicker. They wanted you to have more weight on you and so forth. So if you was real skinny, nobody was looking at you, you know, and you felt ugly. And it's to hear a lot of young women who dealt with their weight, who were much heavier, who dealt with their weight and felt like they were the outcast, you'd be surprised how many skinny girls just like me who felt really like they were the outcast, felt like they needed to eat more. And I dealt with eating issues. Like, I was trying my best to get bigger. Like, I would eat. I would eat late at night. I had people telling me, oh, eat some peanut butter jelly sandwiches. So I'd be going to bed before bed. I would try to eat as many peanut butter jelly sandwiches as I could, you know, because I was told peanut butter helped you gain weight. And I was doing all of these things. And some people said, you need to run and all that. Exercise to help you gain weight. So I was doing exercise. I was running. I was doing all these things. And honestly, it seemed like it made me smaller and more fit, but it wasn't giving me the weight. And so then I had some of my female friends. They were like, well, get on birth control. Birth control, it'll make you gain weight. Get the Depo shot. It'll make you gain weight. So I got on shots. I started taking birth control. And it still wasn't helping me gain weight. So I was like, oh, my God, you know, like, this is frustrating. So you'd be surprised, you know, because it's not always women who are on the heavier side that are dealing with weight issues. Small, skinny women just like me deal with weight issues, and we try to gain weight. We try to go to the gym and get with instructors who can teach us ways to gain weight, you know, and it's a really big deal. So size mattered to me. You know, looking in the mirror and seeing that, you know, I had these little skinny legs and, you know, I sit down, you can see my knees and my arms were really tiny. And, you know, these things just bothered me. I was like, I'm not attractive. I'm so little. I didn't think I was beautiful at all for a very long time. I just thought like I was the ugly girl, you know, no matter what I looked like in the mirror facially. I felt like I was the ugly girl because I'm this little skinny girl, and no guy wants a skinny girl. They want a girl with some meat on her bones. And, you know, and I dealt with family who were always saying, you know, you need to eat some. Girl, you ain't going to never gain no weight. You know, and at 33, I'm still small. I'm still around like 105 pounds. I've never been big, even. And I have a daughter. I had a daughter, and I only have one child, and I still didn't gain a lot of weight even when I had my daughter. So it took me a long time to start just accepting who I was and loving who I was and, you know, letting it be known, not just to the world but to myself, that it's okay to be small. It's okay to be different. Not everybody is meant to be everybody's not meant to look alike. Everybody doesn't have to be the same size. And, you know, being a small girl, you deal with all kind of issues. You know, you feel like your breasts aren't big enough. You know, you're so tiny, you know, you don't have no breasts for real, or, you know, you don't have much hips or and so forth. So, this is why you've seen, you know, a rise in plastic surgery for slim women, you know, because they're going to get their breasts did, they're going to get their butt enhanced, you know, they're trying to get all of these things that they've had a hard time gaining naturally, you know. But like I said, I really learned over the years to just love myself. So when I see and I hear people, I ask the question, do you eat? And I'm like, it frustrates me, you know, at times, because it's like, just because I'm small and just because I don't look like you does not mean I don't eat, you know. And that within itself is pretty much like almost a form of bullying, you know, because when you bully someone, you're constantly teasing them about something. And I dealt with that. I dealt with being bullied as a teenager. I dealt with it in my family. I dealt with it in my adult life with people just looking at you like, you know, you just so small, you need to eat something, you ain't, you know. And it was an issue for a long time, but I learned to love myself and appreciate who I was, you know, that I don't have to look like everybody else. I don't have to, you know, have to be super thick and have big thighs and a big butt and big breasts and hips and all that just for a guy to consider me to be beautiful. So it's not just heavy-sized women who are dealing with weight. It's slim, skinny women just like me who have a hard time gaining any kind of weight, who sit at home and feel like they're not as beautiful as the next female because they don't have all of these things going on. You know, it takes a lot for you to learn to love yourself. And ladies that are slim, small, skinny, this message for you: learn to love yourself just the way you are. Don't try to get out there and force yourself to be anything but what God created you to be. You don't have to be thick to be considered beautiful. You know, there's a guy out there for everybody. There's a guy out there who loves skinny women. You know, there's a guy out there that loves thick women, that loves heavy women. It doesn't matter your size, ladies. There's a guy out there for you. So you don't have to go cutting and changing your body to make yourself more appealing to the right guy, because the right guy is going to love you just for who you are. And, you know, this is a society that we live in where everything's about perfection. You know, your hair weave has to be perfect. Your hair has to, the texture of your hair needs to be perfect. Your makeup has to be perfect. You know, any spots, blemishes, stuff, you need to find some kind of concealer to hide that so you can look perfect. And your clothes that you wear need to be perfect and so forth. And your teeth in your mouth need to be perfect. Your eye colors need, you know, like we are basing ourselves off of fictional things. So it's like, and when you look at the covers of these magazines and so forth, you know, we're looking at that as, okay, I need to look like that in order to be beautiful. And we see what the guys are lusting after. So women who don't look like that, you feel like, okay, I need to look like that for men to like me or to appreciate me or to want to be with me or to want to marry me and so forth. I need to look like that. But you got to be comfortable with yourself. You got to love yourself. You don't have to look like everybody, you know. And like I said, for a long time, I dealt with that. I dealt with, you know, hearing these things, you know, when I go shopping or put on certain clothes and so forth. It was like, oh, you know, you're so skinny, you know. And it used to bother me because there were certain things I couldn't wear, you know, like the little lace-up shoes and stuff. I thought, you know, I can't wear that. I ain't got no real thick legs and calves and stuff like that for nobody to be admiring my legs and so forth. No one likes my legs because I'm so skinny and so forth. These are the things I used to say to myself, but now it's like, oh, well, whatever, you know. I'm going to put on what I want to put on. I'm going to wear what I want to wear. And, you know, you're either going to like it or not, but either way, I don't care because I love me. So I want to encourage a lot of young women who are small to love you, like just love you for who you are. You know, you don't have to be, you know, like these girls you're seeing all over Instagram, these Instagram models, and, you know, no hate or shade towards them. Do what you do, whatever you do that makes you happy. But I'm just saying, for the women who are out here trying to go and spend and invest money or hurt themselves or kill themselves to be a certain image that society says is beautiful, don't go do that. You know, because society flip-flops. Every day they think it's something else that's more beautiful. You know, you do your eyebrows like this, this is beautiful. You put these kind of eyelashes on, this is beautiful. You know, all of that stuff, I don't even do that stuff. I do whatever makes me feel good and makes me feel beautiful. And I walk out the door and I'm happy with it. And if the guy that rocks with that, cool with me. And if he doesn't, then find a woman that fits your status. So I want you all to just be encouraged today, you know, to love yourself, you know, because at the end of the day, all you have is yourself. So learn to fall in love with that body that wakes up every morning, you know, that you take care of. Learn to love it, adore it, appreciate your body, you know, and don't let nobody make you feel like you're not beautiful because you don't look a certain way. And skinny, slim women, don't let nobody make you feel insecure about your size because you don't look like they do, or you don't, you know what I'm saying, you're not gaining weight like they are. You know, everybody's not the same. You know, I have high metabolism. You know, no matter what I use, like, it just speeds, like my body just kills it before it can turn into any kind of weight, you know. So just appreciate who you are and how God made you, all right? Love yourselves, ladies. Be sure to follow the show so you can stay alerted with the topics as they appear. And be sure to follow Starter 100 Block on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. And you can follow me, your host, Tanisha, a.k.a. Star Davis, on Instagram at Tanisha D. Davis, T-A-N-I-S-H-A-D Davis on Instagram, and keep up with me on Twitter at TanishaD84. Okay, I love you all. I'm wishing you a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for your support and continue to rock out with Starter 100 Radio, and we're out. Enjoy your day.